WJTL JJ Weeks, his new song Choices, Toby Mac, The Elements part of that, and we've got plenty of those to go around this morning. Good morning, 720.
Today, your National Day of Prayer forecast. Fog this morning, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms are likely with a high of 81. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, thunderstorms low down to 60. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, basically cloudy, chance of showers, 77 for your high Friday, 75 on Saturday, 67 on Sunday, 56 right now.
Our friends Rosalind and Liz from Crable Mennonite Score hanging out with us. We're talking about running, about baked goods, and weddings. Off the air. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Liz Heisey is the auction chair at Crable Mennonite School. And you told us the school is celebrating 70 years. And you guys have been doing this auction a long time, too. And you have so much great food. And I know that we've gotten to be a part of that for many years, living so close. Tell us about this year's auction.
All right. Our auction is next weekend, May 10th and 11th. And so Friday night, we will kick off with our pig roast that will be all you can eat. And that will come with baked beans and coleslaw and dinner roll and then desserts, Turkey Hill drinks. And then we have food stands and food trucks and our baked goods stands with our strawberry pies that are infamously
fantastic.
Always running out. And then we have Saturday morning, we have our 5K, which is the second year we're doing the 5K around Crable. It's the Meeting House Miles, and you start at the Meeting House Miles, which is the original school that started 70 years ago.
Yeah.
And so registration for that is on the website.
Do you guys still use that school for
anything? It is used, yes, for different classes are in there, and then they do study halls and other stuff, and we have events in there.
That's a cool building.
That's really neat.
It is, yes.
Yeah, and if you run the 5K, is it true you get a breakfast ticket?
There is a coupon in your registration bag for the pancake breakfast, which is Saturday morning starting at 7:30.
That's like a win-win.
Yes. There you go. You burn off the carbs, and then you get some more back. Get fuel. So that, and we have an egg frittata going with the pancake breakfast and sausage and fresh fruit cup and different things there. Then we will also have a chicken barbecue starting at 11:30 on Saturday, and that will be in addition to other food stands and food trucks that'll be there. So there'll be lots of food. No one should go away hungry.
If you feed them, they will come.
Yeah, they will.
Definitely. And how about the auction?
We have lots of great things. We're going to have a full-size refrigerator and an upright freezer available for auction.
You're going to need it to put all your pies in.
We do. We're going to be using it and then selling it. We have a gas grill, a lawn tractor, Under Armour clothing and things. The big items that seem to come through, we have class projects. Each class creates a project that they have designed by the students or the families. There's also eighth grade projects who are graduating eighth graders. They each individually choose a project that they've made themselves.
Aww. That's cool.
The teachers then combine to do teacher adventures. And then we have lots of unique experiences, like we have a Mount Gretna cottage. We have a Swiss raclette meal, which has been learning for me as all these different things. So there's lots of meals and lots of unique experiences that people can come and bid on.
If folks want to see all the stuff that you have, they can visit you online.
They can at thecrableauction.com.
And Rosalind Gaiman is with us. She's a board member, and she's in charge of the baked goods, which I think is a lot of fun. And Rosalind, as if all the stuff that Liz talked about isn't enough, you guys have more going on.
We do. We have a lot of special events that are geared just toward the children, which is great to see the kids running around having a good time. My kids always look forward to it.
Yeah,
it's a social time for them. But on Friday, we have a kids' tent, Friday and Saturday, actually, a kids' tent that is full of games and activities. There are prizes, which is very important when you're a kid and you're doing that. So that is from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock. We have on Friday evening also a movie at 8:15. I don't believe it's been decided
yet. The students are voting this week on what it is.
That's even cooler.
It's a little incentive for them. Yeah. So there's a couple choices that'll be decided later this week or next week. And that's at 8:15 on Friday evening. We also have a ton of bounce houses, Hungry Hippo, an inflatable obstacle course, all there on Friday evening. Saturday morning, we have the kids' tent open again, and we also have a kids' auction at 9 a.m., and I loved it last year. I think it was the first year that we did that, and to see the little kids with their bidder numbers, you know, and they're maybe or maybe not getting permission from their parents.
The parents have to give the bidder numbers, so they have
to
pay.
Keep bidding on things, but there is some competition going on. You know, sure. It's just really, it's really neat to see.
Oh, that's great. The Crabo Mennonite Benefit Auction and Pig Roast coming on May 10th and 11th. All the details about the auction, CraboAuction.com. If you're interested in details about the school, CraboMennonite.com. org. Liz and Rosalind, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us
And
here.
To celebrate, we have a... They've been gracious enough to give us a pair of tickets for a pork barbecue meal. That's Friday night from 4 to 7:30.
And if you win, you have to share your beans with us.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, no, wait, no, that's not true.
That's his famous pork barbecue, and it has pulled pork, sauces, a baked potato, baked beans, coleslaw, applesauce, rolls, dessert, and a drink. So... I'm going to give these away.
Yeah,
caller number 3-717-392-3690. Caller number 3-717-392-FM90.
We'll announce the winner come up in a bit. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, have a great day. Back to the music. This